Okay to record?
Okay. Good evening. Okay, page 12. Kiyum ha-mitzvah b'yishuv v'loy b'merutza. Doing the mitzvah of davening with calmness, with tranquility, and not under pressure. Omnam l'moysa hu l'tzian. For your benefit, I will add. Shekedei l'hargish hanor. And this is such a beautiful point. In order to feel the delight, the pleasure, v'hit'alus, and the enlightenment, v'tfila, muchochin itpalel b'yishuv, you must daven b'yishuv, slowly b'metinus, and metinus, I have a whole drasha on that metinus. Metinus is from the word hamtona, v'lo b'merutza, and not fast. There's something in Hebrew called hamtona. Hamtona means delay. There's gemara in brachas. The gemara brings down hamtona. Hamtona, delay. But there's a gemara in Bachar, the gemara says, Kol hamarich b'tfila, boli de ko'ev elev. Someone who takes a long time over davening ends up with a heartache. Because you daven and daven for something, it doesn't come about, and you become very disgruntled, and you become very depressed. So if you're marif, and you're asking and asking for something, and it doesn't work out, so you become very disturbed. On the other hand, a person who davens too quickly, I think there's a word called hamtona. Hamtona means delay in order to say the words carefully and properly, but not too long and not too short. If it's too short, you chaplap. If it's too long, you just phase out. You're daydreaming. So you have to know yourself. It's a personal discretion how much time to use over davening. I think there's a word, hamtona means delay. Delay means enough to say the words properly and with confidence and with care, and not too fast, not too slow. Shemani Esrei especially, but all davening, everything is like that. To say the words carefully and properly, rather than chaplapping or going too far or too slow. It's very important not to go too slow. I personally feel you can't go too slow. I can't go too slow. You go too slow, you phase out. I daydream, it's too slow. To find a pace, it's discretion. You know, like a certain time it takes you to go from one place to another. So if you go too fast, you're out of breath. If you go too slow, you feel it's dragging too long. It's the same idea in tefillah. You have to find your own pace. Find your own pace and keep to that pace as well. And don't strain from it. Not to go too fast. It's understandable. It's such a beautiful point he makes. Even though a person has great enthusiasm and motivation to daven, and you very much want to, when you come to davening, you have good intentions. You come to shul with intentions to daven properly. But what happens? Afterwards, you arrive in shul, you come to shul, and it's psukei de zimmer, and you say it too fast. Why? Because you have to keep up with the tzibur, so you don't have time. So you came with good intentions. When you come in, you find you're under pressure, and you don't have time to daven properly. So you should have come earlier, maybe, or started a bit earlier. You become under pressure. Because you want to daven with the tzibur. So that, Rabbi say, you have to also personal discretion. How much time you need. You know, some people need 15 minutes for psukei de zimmer, some people 11 minutes. In my Brevda's Minyan in London, psukei de zimmer was no less than about 13 minutes. 13 minutes. And there was time, not too slow, not too fast. You need to find your pace. Find your pace. So if the shul is too fast, you have to come earlier and daven a bit quicker. Daven longer. In that way, if you're too rushed, you'll never ever have a tam tov, a tam, a geschmack from davening. You'll never feel the baker's stuck on. It's so true. You'll never get there. You'll never, because you're always under pressure. I came with good intentions and I wanted to daven properly, but I'm chasing the chazan. I'm trying to keep up with him, and it's not. So you have to daven, come earlier and daven up so that you're there by the tefillah b'tzibur. Ukush, kishloina muftach. Look at those words. I'm guaranteed you'll fail. Guaranteed that you'll fail. Because you're under pressure. You'll never daven properly. It's so true. It's a guarantee to fail because you're under pressure. You have a rotz and toiv, but the mice, when you come into daven, you're a failure. Why? Because you're too busy catching up. You came too late. Or you have to be medaleg. Aval imhu oimed lezame psukei de zimmer. If your intention is to say psukei de zimmer, v'oimer posuk psukei achrei posuk achrei posuk benachas. Say it b'mesikus. Say it nicely. Say it properly. You know. Say the words in your own speed and saying the words correctly and clearly. Vadai hu shetoich zman kotzer, and that is so true. In a very, very short time, You feel tremendous satisfaction. That's so true. It doesn't take long. If you just decide to go, not look around, not care what the chazan is up to, you have to arrive at Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. But if you decide you're going at your own pace, you just say, you have tremendous satisfaction. I daven properly. You know, you feel 8 o'clock in the morning, you walked out of shul. I achieved something. You feel good. It's a tremendous feeling of satisfaction. I daven properly. And it's so true. Then there's a masikus to it. Then you're happy with yourself.
You must give enough time. How much time is your discretion?
What you intend to say, you must give yourself time. If you don't give yourself time, it's your own fault, because you rushed too quickly, or you came too late, or whatever. You have to come early enough so that you can say the words properly. It's impossible in any circumstances. It'll never penetrate the heart if you're under pressure and stress. You'll never get there. You'll never get the heart. You'll always feel distracted. You always feel unconnected.
If you daven slowly and say the words carefully, because I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch, I'm talking to the Baire, especially Pesukei Nezim.
Take it slowly, say the words, Poiseach es yodecho, masmiah lecho chai votsoim, tzadik Hashem b'chol durocho, b'chos. Say the words slowly, use commas, make phrases out of it, and make a sense out of it, make a laning out of it. And that's how you achieve, you feel very good afterwards. You feel good, you daven, I daven properly, Or you feel under pressure, you always walk away, you feel disgruntled. I was under pressure. You have to give yourself enough time to come to shul early enough so that you can have enough time to the way you daven.
You have to come on time. You must come on time.
So if you're starting under pressure, it'll never work. Once you start under lachatz, I must catch up, so the chazan is going to come to yishtabach. You'll always feel pressured. You'll always feel dismayed. But you have to have time to wait before davening as well. And that's something which is very important here. Waiting a bit before davening, not rushing into davening, waiting a second. I davened for many years, Mincha Erev Shabbos in Torah Or. And always in front of me was Hagon Rabbi Zohar, Zichron Yivoch, right in front of me. Every Friday, I was sitting there in the base of Medrash. He came in, no sefer open, just sat there, and you can see he was preparing himself to daven. For about 2 or 3 minutes before, I watched him. I was right in front, right behind him. He came in, he sat there, and then we started davening. And you could see he was preparing himself to daven. That's the way we daven. It was beautiful to see. You could see everybody. There was no sefer in it. Just sat there and prepared himself a minute or two, not long. But he was there ready before davening started.
And he has a mekor on the Chumash. Look at the Chumash. You ever heard of this mekor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LeYaakov, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shev Shom V'Asei Shom Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, when he went to Beis El, go there, V'Shev Shom, and stay there, and then make a Mizbeach. What do you mean, V'Shev Shom? Stay there. V'Kosav HaSipono, V'Shev Shom L'Chavein Daitcha, Kodim She'tipon HaMikdash, HaMizbeach. Before you build a Mizbeach, wait a minute, don't build it straight away. Be composed, be rested, and then come to daven.
Chassidim used to come and wait an hour before davening so that they could daven with kavana. And he has a little ha'ola, this is nice, you'll see in a minute from Mavoba.
Umilonu gadol mibala chay odom. Chay odom said, shela'acha shekosav,
there's a warning, he says, never to do a mitzvah rushed. Don't rush a mitzvah.
You must prepare yourself to do a mitzvah.
He said, I have tremendous experience.
If I did a mitzvah quickly, I didn't do the mitzvah properly.
What can you answer that? So true. Bichas HaMozer. You have to answer it properly. When you're saying Bichas HaMozer, or putting on tefillin in the morning, saying Kiddush on Friday night, you have to be composed. If you're not composed, you lose it. You lose it. The mitzvah is not there. Even the chesed, no? You're doing a chesed for somebody. Before you do the chesed, I'm about to do this chesed, and have it in mind, to the Torah as a person to the Oni who's doing it. That's the preparation before.
I saw, could you pass the siddur there behind you on the stand, on the stender?
In my siddur, in the Vilna siddur, he says as follows, nice. Before each tefillah, he has a line. I think it's brought down in the Be'er HaLocha. I think he brings it out at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch.
before Shachris, you say, Moida ani lefonecha Hashem elokai velokai avosai, shahut seisani me'afele lo'ilah. You took me out of darkness into light before you come to Davin. Before Mincha, he has a line. Many svarim sitting like this. Before Mincha, he has a line as well. Each tefillah has a different line before it. Mincha says something as well. Yehi otzai milfanecha Hashem elokai velokai avosai, shekashem seikisani le'roischama. Just as I was privileged to see the sun when it rises, so I should be privileged to see the sun when it sets. That's Mincha time. By my, if you have something as well here. These are wonderful, these lines. You say these lines. Take me out of darkness for the morning, that I should see light. Beautiful lines, no? It gives you that's the line. You don't have to spend too much time, but at least a certain preparation. Even a chesed, no? Coming to a chesed, a person comes around for tzedakah. Wait a minute. Don't just give the money straight away or whatever. It's thinking, what am I doing here? Anything at all, any mitzvah at all. Chai Odom says, any mitzvah which he did suddenly, he didn't feel like I did the mitzvah properly. But if you have a certain amount of preparation to think what you're doing, then you have satisfaction from it. I did it properly. You need the Yishuv Hadas to do that. Look what Bavolba says at the bottom here. Mamlitz b'sifo alishur. He says in alishur, Shema shechassidim harishonim hoyu oisim shor achaz kodem atfila. Chassidim harishonim would wait an hour beforehand. Nasa anachnu daka achas. 1 minute. 1 minute beforehand. Not more than 1 minute beforehand. 1 minute. V'zeh l'shoyna. You wait 1 minute, just 1 minute. Then, number one, you become more composed yourself. He'll see wonders. Amazing that 1 minute, 1 minute just before you come to Davin, has a tremendous impression on you because you're composed. You know what you're doing. Even though you have to make such an effort to make that 1 minute. Don't be mavat on it. Don't be mavat on it. It's very important. That 1 minute, don't be mavat on it. Come a little bit before and say for one. You say this Yehiwatzon or something and you think about what you're saying, then you're composed, you're tranquil, you come to in any mitzvah like that. By Kiddush on Friday night or Shabbos morning when you say Birchas HaMazon, you know what you're doing. And that composure is amazing, the changes in it. So said Bavolba. You'll see it changes straight away. I wrote that in my notes here. It's discipline. No, it's discipline. You have to have discipline. Without discipline, you can't daven properly. The control over yourself to make sure you're composed, that's the discipline which is needed. Now, look what he thinks the next book. Ul Yishu Elev Simcha. Ul B'chol Zeh Ma'avichim Gamesa Inyan Hadilugim. Now, what do we mean about skipping things in davening? That's a terrible problem. No, you miss things out in davening. You miss this out, you miss that out. What do you do about dilugim? In other words, I catch up on Pesukei Zima, I say Birchas HaShachar after davening. Ki hadilugim milvad etzem achisorim hanoyos shebohem. Besides the problem which you have, shebahapchim atzinoyos, there's a lotion which the Maggid, the Malach HaMaggid, came and told the Beis Yosef. If you medalig in tefillah, then you mess up the tzinoyos, the pipes which come down from Shemayim of Hashbor. Whatever that means, I don't know, but there's a certain hashbor from tefillah. If you make me dilugim, then the pipes don't get the parnosa, hatzlocha, good health, whatever it is. All the shefa which comes down is disturbed. You don't. The Maggid, you must make sure you make no dilugim. I think the Mishnah brings it down.
You're just going from back and forth between different sections.
Back and forth, yes. It's not in order. It's not in order. But he has a beautiful he'or on this.
If
here.
You are running late, the Shulchan Aruch
exactly
has an order.
What happens if
yes, of course there is. There is the whole Siman and Shulchan Aruch for that, for dilugim. Right. Of course there is, yes.
Are you saying that
that's
b'di'evet.
It's
very b'di'evet.
But you're missing things out, Rabbi, by doing that. If
you're saying them after davening.
Or you're skipping
but
them
but
after
then,
davening.
But then,
it's not the chatzchila by any means. It's very b'di'evet. It's very b'di'evet. But he brings a beautiful riot for it, what's behind it all. It's not, there is the looking, for example, Pesukei Zima, Baruch Sha'ama, Ashrei, Koyah HaNeshama, and Yishtabach. That's it. But it's very b'di'evet. It's not ideal. But his way is a beautiful way here.
Also, the first three halalukas after Rashi.
Yeah,
Ken.
Didn't we talk once about if you can't focus on Pesukei Zimra all the way through, and then only do certain sections that slowly that are most important, do them with kavana, and it's better than rushing through everything and not really spending time thinking about.
B'di'evet. not lechatchila.
Right.
Not lechatchila. Ideally, to come early and be able to say everything.
He's struggling to say all of it.
If he's struggling to say everything, that's of course. Then there's no choice in it. But it's not lechatchila.
Even if you find out.
It's not lechatchila to do that. Of course you're right. Of course you're right. The most important thing is to start Shemon Yesu with Tzibur. And after Yishtabach, you can't miss anything out. Once you come to after Birchus Kriyashma, everything has to be said. So you have no choice. You have no choice. But it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, one should try and say everything in order, if you can.
So we said we can come earlier and start earlier.
Of course.
How much advance can I go and then wait? Let's say I come an hour earlier and I say
definitely.
Up to Shemon Esrei I can go on my own.
No, you should wait for Shemon Esrei for the tzibur.
No, up to
Shemon Esrei. The problem with I would wait by Ezras, because Goal Yisrael, not to say Goal Yisrael and wait there. You wait. I would wait at Ezras. Wait at Ezras and then say Ezras.
You wait 50 minutes.
You can wait. 20 minutes is
not the time. The location. I thought by Ishtabach is pretty, like you have to wait at Ishtabach, then go over there.
You don't have to wait. You can answer Kaddish out in Birchas Kriyat Shema. You can answer Baruch Hu and Amen Heishmei Rabbi in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema. So not Brichu, but you can answer Amen and Amen Heishmei Rabbi in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Supposing you're in the Yotza Amayres or something, you can answer there.
So anyone determining their own pace and how much time they need to come to advance, you can resolve this issue.
Of course. That's the way to do it. Definitely. You can answer. Many people, I know many people, what they do is they daven up. All the time they daven up, and they wait by Ezras or something. You can't wait by Goal Yisrael because you have to be so megula l'tzvila. So I would wait by Ezras there. And you said Shema quietly in your own time, and then wait there. Wait there. And then when it comes to Shema Nesu, you start Shema Nesu with a tzibur. That's called tzvila b'tzibur.
Why wouldn't you wait in Yishtabach instead of Kriya Shema with the tzibur?
Why not? Yes, if it's not too much.
I'm saying if you fall behind.
If you fall behind.
No, if you fall behind.
If you're
fall
going
behind.
So fast that you don't get a kavanah in those brachas, then you would want to go ahead and only be with them once they reach
the direction. But you don't have to. You don't have to wait there. You don't have to wait. You don't have to answer Kodesh, 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 and Shema Yisrael. You don't have to say it to get with the tzibur. It's not necessary. What you do have to do is start Shema Yisrael with the tzibur. That's the most important thing. The rest of the time.
And the minute that the Rav said to prepare, let's say in the morning, that was before I put on my talis, or just before I go to Shema Yisrael, one minute to prepare.
1 minute, I think, before
that. Before putting on talis. Like
I think it's good. I think it's good. Then you have kavanah, but you could do it afterwards as well. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that it should be in delay in your own time. I think you could do it afterwards. So put on talis and tefillin, then sit and wait. Once you have a talis and tefillin, then wait there, and then start your tefillin. But you have to come earlier in order to fit everything in. Missing out is b'di'evet, not l'chatchila. It's not l'chatchila to do that.
Okay. I find sometimes there's a mila to be with the tzibur.
Yes.
I'm not saying if they're really ridiculously fast, but when everyone, if you're mishtati, when everyone's saying it out loud, it also helps your kavanah, because if you're just literally sitting there by yourself, it's not easy
it's
as well.
It's harder. I agree.
I'm saying
depends on the
length
of the minion. What the minion is doing.
Yeah, all right. But I'm saying sometimes it's nice to be with the tzibur.
Oh, I agree.
Once Kodesh, and Shema Alal, everyone's together. It's also.
It's much better.
It's also better. I'm saying if you want to go. Again, it's that the pace and that, but sometimes it's a mile of being together.
Oh, definitely. Yes, if you have a minion like that and they do, and you can daven with them, that's even better. Yeah. Even better if you can do that. No, I agree. It's almost b'di'evet gabbing up by yourself. L'chatchila to daven with the tzibur, I would think. To say Shema with the tzibur.
It helps you. Yeah,
but some minyan, you can't do that. You were saying when you daven in a minyan, it goes too fast. So under those circumstances, you have no choice. But I agree with you. If you can daven with the tzibur, that's fine. Let's finish off this paragraph, though. B'chol zeh ma'avichin gam es inyan dilugim. Ki ha'dilugim, missing things out, mirbad etzem ha'chisoron, ha'noiro, shebohem mishapchim ha'tzinoiros, k'mo shehizah ha'magid es ha'beis Yosef, lovoi, come early to shul, k'dei sheyizke, sheyuchal hisparel, k'sei dobri dilug. Don't miss anything out. Ki ha'oisakein ma'hapik tzinoiros. You disturb the whole connection. Mirbad zois, heim gam ma'achikim es inyan ha'tfila. Miliboy, shalodom. And look at this point he makes. He makes a beautiful point, Rabbi Yisrael. What is the maila of not making dilugim? He makes a beautiful, listen to this point. It's a beautiful point. Ki ho elakim osa esodom yosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made people to be yosha. You were made yosha. You were made straight. Va'odom oyhe betiva kom mashu yosha. And a person naturally loves something which is orderly, which is correct in its time. Yosha means like orderly. Kugoin odom hayosha. You like someone who's yashus is a natural affinity. You like somebody who's yosha. You like something which is orderly and masuda in time. And a person, because of that, connects very well. He feels good with somebody who is acting kahoygen. You feel good with someone who's yosha. Someone who's yosha, you feel good. Someone who's orderly, you connect with him. If you feel you're not doing something properly, you're not doing so, you're medalig, that's the point. Your heart doesn't connect to it because you feel disconnected. You don't feel connected if you're doing something out of order. The yashus gives you a lot of self-satisfaction. You feel very good because you're doing something according to the way it should be done. Once you start doing it, then the heart is out. You don't have a connection in the heart. You feel emotionally disconnected. Tefillah im dilugim b'hashlama subuchayka milios yosha. Tefillah, which is missed out, certain parts are missing out, it's not yashrus. You don't feel correct. You don't feel orderly. You don't feel connected. You walk away from shul disconnected. I daven, yeah, I daven, okay. But I didn't feel good about my davening because it's not yashrus. It's not orderly. Ela comment, he brings a good turnover, ladies, Rabbi say to page Kuflam Advov. Look what he brings here. He brings a beautiful passage. You don't feel connected. You don't feel, it doesn't give you the satisfaction. Look at Kuflam Advov. You okay? No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Which page? Kuf. We can see your motion. Kuf Lamed Vav. Look at this Kuf. He brings a beautiful Moshe here, a beautiful Moshe. Haderech lahagish oinig b'simcha. Kabar hiskanu b'pticha. Sha'atonai harishon lahagia b'simcha. To feel good about your dabbling b'sipuk b'tfilahu. Is kaderech hayosha. Yosha means in order. Saying everything in the right order. First brochas, then korbanos, then psukim. Saying it all, you feel yashus. U'mushlemes ma'shetiknu l'chazam. B'nitel lahamshchish. It gives a Moshe, a beautiful Moshe. Listen to this Moshe. A poor family, Meruba Yadim, many children, they had no money. So they ate basic needs, what they had, but the family had no money to buy something special. Pamachas, Shamu, the children heard, Miyad Eshreinim, Sheetzlom, Ochlim, Lefamim, Machal Taim, Biyuchad, Blintzes, cheese blintzes. They heard that someone makes cheese blintzes in the. So the children said, oh, let's have the cheese blintzes as well. Hayeladim chazu baraita. They came home. Vapiyim derisha. They said to Ima, "Lasos blintzes. Make for us cheese blintzes, Ima." Ha'em nichna v'skima. She immediately said, "Of course, we'll make the cheese blintzes." Va'uvda hechol. And they began quickly working on it. Maher ma'oid omdu ala avoida. She'em bebeisam. They suddenly realized there's no cheese. They don't have any cheese in the house. Toiv na'aseh b'ligimina. So the children said, "Okay, we'll make it without cheese, Ima. It doesn't matter. We'll make it without cheese." There's no eggs in the house. So never mind, Imma, we'll make it without any eggs, Imma. We'll make the cheese blintzes without any eggs. There's no oil in the house. So the children said, we'll make it without shemen, Imma. At least we'll have cheese blintzes. Gamba melech nenin. So now I said, the children said, we'll make it with Imma. It doesn't matter, Imma. We haven't got all the ingredients here. But soif hilkua blintzes, eventually they made the blintzes out of kemach and mayim bilvad. That's all they had to make it with. They put everything into the pan. They were so excited they're making cheese blintzes. They took them out of the pan and they served them. And everybody was so excited to taste the cheese blintzes. They were tasted one taste, and they cried out, "Ima, that's not pleased inches. That's nothing at all. It's not even tasty." Beautiful moshe, no? The moshe is beautiful. What's the nimsha? Cheese blintzes, it's not davening. It's not the real thing. You don't feel sipuk from it. Someone who comes late for shul, And he has to hurry up Birchas HaTorah, put on tefillin quickly. And he has to go through quickly Pesukei Dezimra. And he misses out part of the Dam Keila, has to speak to it, so daven with the Tzibur. So he's in a big hurry. Takes his tefillin off quickly before Aleinu, Shir Shaliyam. He's in a hurry. Afterwards, he says Birchas HaTorah, and he captures up on the Pesukei Dezimra. He does not feel it. He does not simcha the mitzvah. It's not cheese blintzes. It's not. Something else. I put my tefillin and I was there, but no sipuk. Kizuhi tefillah betachlis hakmimus. It's all crooked. Lokein odom hayosha magia bizman. Come on time. Put your tefillin on mispalel hakol kaseido benachas belishum dilug belishum hishlamas. Without any missing out, everything is said in order. You walk out of shul haboy, so you feel I did some. I achieved something today. You feel a tam in your avodah. I did something in my davening. I said it all in time. It was yosho. No, it was no dilugim. It was cheese blintzes. You tasted it at the end.
What's slula?
Slula is straight, correct. A correct path, slula. That's a beautiful one. Leishu leiv simcha. What does it mean? Leishu. Someone who's yoshu leiv has simcha. Ha'odam ha'olich yoshu u'sameach b'tiva. He's very happy. Ki libo sholem imashu oisa. He's very happy with what he did. Ve'oimer pam. Look at the Biskolov once said. Shemashe ha'yoladim tamid sameichim. Why are children always so happy? The Biskolov asked. Why are little kindlech always jumping around so happy? Ha'yamishum she'halokim also esodam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made people yoshu. They didn't yet do things wrong in life, and therefore they're always besimcha. That's a beautiful point. Children are happy because they didn't do aveiros yet. They didn't do aveiros, they're happy. The problem is when we do aveiros, then we get miserable, we get depressed because of the aveiros that we have. Children are very happy. Children are basically very happy people because they don't have any aveiros on them. Beautiful, oh, the biskoro. That's the way. You're happy. Why? Well, Yisrael is simcha. Then he goes on to the kubit. The Yodua Hamasho Haniflash Amagimidur. Look at this motion here. Beautiful motion. Lo oisi korosa Yaakov ki yagata b'nei bi Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. You didn't call me Yaakov. You didn't call me ki yagata bi. You worked very hard, but you didn't call me. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. He explains. Again, lo oisi korosa. You didn't call me Yaakov, and therefore you worked very hard. But you work with Moshe Lamahadova Doima, Luruben Shabikesh Mishim Lazola. Look at these brackets here. Hudaka Mosa, Beloira Omarisol Mufusam, in the Kotskorov said that this Moshe of the Magi Midubna was said by Ruach HaKodesh. This Moshe which we're about to say of the Dubna Magi, the Kotska said that was said by Ruach HaKodesh. It's a beautiful point. Moshe Lamahadova Doima, Luruben Shabikesh Mishim Lazola, Lahurit Kavidisol. Reuben asked Shimon, could you please help me? I'm taking all these bags off the wagon. Could you help me take off the bags? Reuben sees that Shimon is sweating completely. He's terribly hot. He's getting very sweaty and very oppressed by the work doing. But Reuben calls out to him, Shimon, those aren't my bags. You're taking down the wrong bags. They're not my bags. But Shimon, how do you know that they're not your bags? Shimon says to Reuben, you don't know what I'm doing here. I'm helping you take all your bags. So they're not my bags. You're taking someone else's bags. Reuben said, if you're sweating so much, those aren't my bags. You took off the wrong packages because mine are not heavy bags. Because my bags are very much lighter. What's the nimshal? What's the nimshal? If you're working so hard and you don't have sipuk, you didn't. It's not the mitzvah. You missed the mitzvah. It's not what it's supposed to be. You're not. If you walk away and say it's an effort, it's hard. It's punitive. It's very difficult. You missed the point. It shouldn't be as hard as it. You should feel a sipuk. And if you don't feel the sipuk, it's not. You're not doing the mitzvah. You're not there. You're missing out. You shouldn't walk away and say, this is such an effort. Look what he says. Keino ima HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klali Yisrael. HaChavila Sheli Kula. It is Avodah. It is, but Shulayah. But Nimas Ve'ein Tzorech Litvah. But you don't have to work so hard. It's not such effort. V'im HaAvodah Hi Yegiyah B'Koyshi. If it's very hard for you, Oisi She'ein Ata Oisi. You're not meeting in my, doing my mitzvahs. If it takes you in such a miserable state, it can't be that you're doing the mitzvahs. Im Yagata B'Yisrael Simon Hu Shelo Oisi. You didn't call me Yaakov. You didn't call me. Ki ha'avoda sheli kala. It's much nicer and more pleasant from what I'm telling you to do. It's a very big avoda. Ach ein hi magia. You shouldn't be worn out. You shouldn't lie on the bed at night and you know you're finished. You're stressed out completely. I remember I once heard from the Matisyon, I was at a Torah Avoda convention in America. I remember he once said, Kabbalas Omach Shemaim is the one word to use. Translation is accepting the yoke. The oil is not a yoke, it's a derech hachayim. Kabbalas Omach Shemaim is not something like at the end of the day you lie down and say, I finished my day, finished my moxas, I'm finished for the day. Kabbalas oil is not, translation is a yoke. He said it's not a yoke. It's supposed to be a derech, you know how to veer and steer your way around life. You have pleasure out of it. The yoke is something which you need, which you enjoy, which gives you enlightenment. If it's a yoke and you're working away and you feel the temple stress, that's not Kabbalas Omach Shemaim, it's a beautiful Elam. It's called Kabbalas Omach Shemaim, but the word is not a yoke. It's not like that. I find that's a tremendous problem with youth nowadays as well. They think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punitive. No? He's out to get you. He's out to catch you. It's a tremendous problem, I think, from people as well, that people think that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get me. He'll punish me in Gehinnom. And it's an awful situation. They don't feel the love. They don't feel the affection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tragedy. I mean, I have a friend who's a mashgiach in yeshiva in Toras Moshe, a Chonava fisherman. He told me, he said, it's tremendous. People feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get you, out to punish you. They don't feel the love. They don't feel the affection there. It's a tremendous problem. It's not out to get you. Look at all the things you have. Look at all the blessings that you have. You don't count your blessings.
It's a lack of education. They haven't been taught to how to appreciate
it. I know.
It's like their own devices and kind of just feel how the world's impacting them.
I think it's a lack of his bonus as well. Not thinking what I have. I'm healthy. Again, I'm well. I have a family. I have a bed to sleep on. We take everything for granted. Right, it's a lack of thinking.
If you're left without, if all your influences are what's happening in the world around you, social media, things like that, you're not being shown that even what keep on this is,
yes,
let alone being taught how to have it.
Yes, exactly.
And then, and without that, you're going to just react to the world as it impacts you,
yes,
yourself, and you're saying, why am I even here?
Yes.
Point,
you should have nachas. You should have nachas from it. You should have nachas. And especially with davening, you should feel as you daven, you come away from davening. I'm not saying a davening has to take too long. Someone turned around to me some time ago and said to me, he liked to make a minyan for Shachris. The davening should take an hour and a half. I said, thank you very much. I'm not going to that minyan. Mm-hmm. He asked me to join the minyan. It's an hour and a half for Shachris. Who could daven that long? An hour and a half for davening, he said. At least half an hour for Pesukim Dezim. I said, I'm not coming to that minyan. He asked me to join the minyan. Here in Bet Shemesh. I said, I can't do such a thing. Who can daven an hour and a half? There's a certain time, 15 minutes for Pesukim Dezim, 13 minutes for Birchas Kriya Shema, 7 minutes. It shouldn't take an hour. It doesn't take, in the Miri Yeshiva, it doesn't take an hour.
When I used to live in Rehovot, I used to live near the Vishnitz Shul. And when I would unfortunately wake up too late to go to the minyan that I usually go to, I would go to Vishnitz. And they would start at 9 o'clock. And if I got there at 10 o'clock, I was still able to get in time for Baruch.
In a regular day?
On Shabbos
is a bit different. Shabbos is different. Sukkot Yisim is a bit long. That's something else. But the davening shouldn't take an hour and a half. I mean, he asked me, he wanted me to come and join him. And I said, no, I'm not interested in such a minute. It's too long. But you should have a sipuk. You should have satisfaction from it. And the moshel, the cheese blintzes, is a beautiful moshel. It's not cheese blintzes, it's bread and water, nothing else. There's nothing else. There's no eggs, there's no cheese, there's no salt in it, there's no taste in it. And when you miss things out, you're missing everything, the ingredients. And it shouldn't be a tilcha, it should be a delight. The answer is to come on time and to be tamani b'merutza and b'yishev adas. Mitzvah Shem, hatzlach.
I'm going to watch the Shabbos tomorrow. Chase Blintz is after.
I have a problem. We're supposed to be going to America. I don't know what's going to. What's happening here in Eretz Yisrael? My son sent us tickets to go to stay with him for Pesach in Lakewood, to go and stay with him. We'll be able to go. You think? The matzav? I hear the matzav is very serious now.
Where
in the States? In here, in Eretz Yisrael. On Hezbollah, no.
So
it's very, very serious. My wife is concerned. Maybe we should prepare to stay here. My son sent us tickets. I don't know.
Why you think it would be hard to leave the country?
If the war breaks out in the north, there's a very serious threat now. Is it true?
There are those who say if the war breaks out in the north, simultaneously is going to happen when we go to Rafah.
Really?
Really?
Once you go into Rafah.
We'll do like a surprise attack.
Bring
on
your
both
son
fronts.
Here.
Bring
your son here.
We will initiate.
We'll see.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're supposed to leave on Shabbos HaGadol. Motzei Shabbos HaGadol.